good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
We are turning our attention to food and cooking chef Louis DeAngelis will join us later in this hour on This Good Day. In the meantime, it's Beyond Good Day Info, Beyond Good Day Conversation with our great stories. The lineup includes Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, and Jennifer Horn. Let's see if we can get everybody in. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Starting with Roberta. Where are you taking us, Roberta?
Oh, I'm taking us with gravity and apples.
Apples and gravity. Apples falling
gravity.
Off the tree and falling like
yeah,
Isaac Newton under his head.
Newton right on the head when you discover
Bonk.
Gravity.
Really?
It's working against me.
All the time.
Gravity's working against Roberta. It's all falling down.
Gravity is certainly working against people who own iPads and iPhones because they just did a study of which states are the clumsiest in so far as shattering their iPhones and their iPads by dropping them. And the state that came in number one for dropping iPads
is Virginia,
and iPhones.
Because my son has dropped ours twice.
No, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Number one, followed by number two, New Mexico, followed by number three, Rhode Island, North Dakota, and South Carolina. That's for iPhones. And for iPads, number one is South Carolina, number two is Mississippi, number three, Nebraska, Washington, D.C., and Alaska.
What's going on in Mississippi? They're dropping all this stuff.
Where they're dropping their iPhones and their iPads all over the place. And this was a study done by Square Trade. They're a big warranty provider, you know, that does the warranty repairs for the iPhones and the iPads. So I just thought this was hilarious because I just got an iPad. And I don't know, can you drop these things? I mean, will you kill it if you drop it?
You'll break the screen. And let
Brendan,
me tell you.
Brendan dropped his, and he's been using it. He dropped it months ago, and it's got a big crack on the upper part of it, and it still works fine.
Can I tell you guys, though, just in a related story?
Yes.
If you do damage your iPhone, you know, most people just think, oh, I'm going to have to get a new one. My mom actually put hers in her pocket and washed it a full cycle in the washing machine.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, she tried the whole rice trick, trying to dry everything out, and it didn't work. She found a company where if you send it in, they actually repair it and send it back to you, and it works. Fixed it. It was not much, Rich. It was only, like, maybe $40, something like that.
Yeah, but here's... We dropped... I've taken my iPhone back several times, and the people at the Apple store just give me another one. It's not for dropping it, but just if it doesn't work, the button's not working or something. But... My son dropped our iPad and cracked the screen. It went right down the middle, so it was just really annoying. Went back, and they have the ability to just make the decision right there. Listen, we're just going to hand you another one. And it's not a new one. It's a refurb, but it's basically brand new. Then my wife, somehow, she doesn't even know how, cracked that one about a year later, and we took it back and ended up buying a refurb for $250. So there are options at the Apple Store, but I always go to the Apple Store first because every now and then you'll get a little gift and they'll just hand you one.
Really?
Yep. So try it.
How is it? But how do you? You can't count on it. They just
you can't count on it.
Depends on who you get and how much you smile.
It's exactly what it was. The guy was like, you know what? I said, how is it that you can just give me one of these refurbs for free? He goes, it's my call. I'm allowed to. If I believe that my relationship with a good customer is worth giving out one of these things, I can do it.
And you can help, Richie.
And he did it. And so I took a shot a second time. It didn't work. I had to pay $250 to get another one. But, you know, it's
all
life.
Right. Take a shot.
Yep.
All right. So, Roberta, there's a good lesson for us all.
That's right.
All right. Up next, Heather.
Well, actually, I have kind of a story dedicated to Roberta Fasanelli.
Wow!
Oh, okay,
cool.
Yes, this is
it
for you.
Dedication, I know. It's 11 after on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Just eat it. 14 after the hour now on the Beyond Good Day Hour of Good Day. Heather Bachman now is going to help us, or help Roberta, or maybe help.
Help us all, actually.
That are all
I
like
came
Roberta.
Across something, a similar time, something called the Freeganism Movement. Are you familiar with this?
The
what movement? The Freeganism. Apparently,
Freeganism.
I mean, there's so many isms
veganism.
Out there. Yes, exactly. You're going in the right direction, Rich. The whole idea is kind of a culture that's trying to be a little separate from the common and not living from it. They're anti-consumer, anti-capitalism, that type of thing.
Yay!
Exactly.
No,
but
like
their
capitalism.
Idea is kind of going out and doing party dumpster diving. And salvaging food that's been wasted. They
party
have groups
dumpster
that meet
diving.
Together. Yes,
yay.
Actually, Roberta, you could join them. Coming
yes,
up in New York on Tuesday, August 21st.
Really?
Yes, you can meet
awesome.
Up in
email.
Union Park.
Send me the email link. Yes.
Union Park at 7:30.
Union
they'll
Square
be doing,
Park?
Okay. Yes, yep. They will be doing a tour.
Now I know Roberta's going to be around next week.
Of the dumpsters.
Yep.
And it, you know, it may sound
hey, Roberta,
crazy.
Hold on, excuse me for a second. Roberta, bring your video or bring an iPad or something and
document
this. Let's put this up. This has to be something that would be great.
It's a whole culture.
Hold on 1 second. Right. Roberta.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever eaten food out of a dumpster or trash can?
Yes. I bet
no.
she has.
No.
No? Not even from the top.
Not even when your parents had a restaurant and they may have just wiped something off of a plate that was never touched out in the restaurant and you just picked it up and ate it. I'm thinking you're
not,
right.
Not out of the garbage, but yes, I have eaten stuff that came back on plates, yes.
Well, and it's not just count. Eating the food out of the dumpster, but also when you're doing like city gardens and whatnot, taking some of that food that is basically composting
and then taking
that out and using that to fertilize your soil.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different directions that they're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, they also have things called free boxes where it's set up and it's just kind of on a wall. And it's basically stuff that people aren't using anymore that's just put in there for people to come and take. So, again, kind of just going with that whole free movement. If you want to learn about it, you can go to freegan.info and find out all
kinds
of stuff.
How do you spell freegan?
F-R-E-E-G-A-N.
For not freaking, yeah, Richie's doing freaking. Freegan, F-R-E-E-G-A-N. G-A-N, freegan.com.
Freegan.info.
Info.
Will be a good place to start.
Freegan. I didn't even know there was it. Where did that come from? .info?
.info. There's all kinds of dots. You can put anything after dot.
Yeah, Richie's got it. All right, Richie and Roberta together, that'd be a good combo. Mm-hmm. They must be doing one in Washington. They ought to do one in Boston.
They did, and actually there was a video, a documentary.
Really?
Called Dive.
Really?
That was made about a year
dive,
ago.
Dive!
The freegan movement.
These, you know what? I'm looking at some of the pictures here.
Yes,
these people look like the same people who protest out at the World Bank protests here in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
These kind of like...
Activist-looking. Yeah.
Young, white, Rastafarian activists.
The liberals.
Mm-hmm. Who live on their parents' bank account.
Trust
fund
kids.
Trust funds kids, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's see. Do we have trouble? We have trouble.
Here it is. Strategies for sustainable living beyond capitalism. It's exactly what they are.
Well, at the beginning, Heather said, if you're anti-capitalist, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't. There's nothing about this that appeals to me at all other than telling the story. I want to tell the story. That's all. Other than that, you can have it. Although there are times when I have found, especially with bread and pies and cakes and that sort of thing, when I was a kid, Uncle Sam, who was like my second father, and I used to go around to all of the supermarkets.
Oh, not the Uncle Sam. Okay.
No, well, he was my Uncle Sam. He was born on the 4th of July. We went to, we get in the truck in the on Saturday morning and sometimes Sunday morning. We'd go to all the bakery stores, go to all the supermarkets, all the little convenience stores, and load up with bread and pies,
the day
cakes,
and
the day-old stuff,
mm-hmm.
and bring it back and feed it to the cows and the pigs. Cows love it. I have been trying to find a source, and maybe I put the people on this, down at the store on this, to find a source for bread around here, because the cows love bread. Pastry is very good for them.
Cows like pie?
They love pie.
All right.
Cow pies. They love them. And they, no, seriously, they absolutely love.
What's not the love?
It's any kind. Well,
sugar
because they're
usually.
Well, yeah, but they're vegans and they don't eat meat, so it's a way of
just, a little treat.
Yeah, it's a treat. Yeah. But it's mixed with you can mix it with hay or you can mix it with the feed that we have. And but the secret is what I remember. They used to come in the plastic. They were in the bag. You had to take them out. My job was to get it out of the box of the bags. That's what I did. I sat in the back of the truck with all the garbage, and I'd take I'd peel off the wrappers, and then you'd throw it into a big vat, and that's what they would. So there are ways of finding it already unwrapped. I don't know how to do that, but it's really great stuff. So I would join you in that endeavor, Roberta, because it would be good for the cows. But as far as just
for the cows.
Spaghetti crawling, I mean, I'm just thinking about if you're crawling around a dumpster with the worms or
dumpsters are pretty stinky places.
Oh, what a horrible!
I'm just looking at these the freegan.info. There is one thing I greatly agree with them on is trying to diminish waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. This
exactly.
They talk about using Craigslist and FreeCycle. It's funny.
Yeah.
I'm replacing some doors, some interior doors in my house. So we searched it on Google, donation doors, and Habitat for Humanity is coming next week to pick up my doors.
Good.
Beautiful.
Now, you also found a place of free. What's the
FreeCycle.
FreeCycle.com.
Right.
Yep,
FreeCycle.
Find it for
all
your
kinds
city.
Of stuff.
Find it for your city.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Get ready for 1,000 emails to be dumped into your inbox. So that's the only problem
that's
with FreeCycle.
Right. No, that's okay.
I got a half a roll of toilet paper to give away. You get an
email. Yay, let's have it.
Everybody needs that.
All right, Richie's got his story. Jennifer, too, coming up 21 after. Don't forget Chef Louie's around.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Beyond Good Day hour. Now time for Jennifer.
This is so insensitive.
You taking this to lunch or is this?
No, this is way inappropriate.
Oh, perfect.
Really,
you mean I picked the wrong song?
This is so not right.
Come on.
Okay. In the mood for something to munch. Oh, girls,
they wanna have lunch. Good.
So let me tell you this feel-good story about a lunch lady in Chester Township. She lives in the Toby Farms community, and she's a lunch lady at a local school. And she realized, you know, she has a lot of people, a lot of kids that are on the school lunch program. And she got to thinking that during the summer, hey, wait a second, that program is closed down, and all the kids in the community, most of them are going hungry when their parents are at work. So she provides as many as 60 kids in the area with a boxed lunch program. And it's funded by the State Department of Education. It's administrated by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And she has it, she runs it out of her driveway, essentially, and she has 60 kids that come over, and they'll come in the pouring rain, they'll come over, they'll get lunch, sometimes they come back for a snack, and it's needed because this is a poor community. Well, here's the kicker. Apparently, the municipality has fined her $600 per day because she doesn't have a permit that allows her to feed kids out of her driveway.
This country.
Ridiculous.
She lives in a residential zone.
By the way, there's a whole protest in Washington this weekend, Richie. The raw milk activists and the lemonade activists. You know, there's a constituency now for being able to sell lemonade. Well, all these people, cities and towns are shutting down these kids selling lemonade by the store. So you want to punch them. You just want to go up to them and punch them.
But here's a woman who's not getting paid to do this. She's operating this program. She wants to spend every penny that she gets, which isn't much, to provide these lunches. And the city wants her to either get a permit for $1,000, which she can't afford.
What city is this again?
It's the... What did I just tell you?
So let me get this straight. Chester City sounds like Pennsylvania.
Chester Township.
Is it Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Okay. Here is somebody who's taking the financial burden of feeding the needy off of the government.
Right.
And they want to charge her $1,000 for the ability to do that.
Nobody's talking to each other about it. Well, these are the rules. This is the law. We have to abide by the law.
And somebody went to the rep for the government and said, look, why are you doing this? And the government released this statement. Basically, the property is in an R3 residential zone. We're not here to go after her, to hurt her, to take her money, or to prevent her from feeding the kids that need the food. But she needs a permit.
Why does she need a permit?
So... why don't you just give her the permit then?
Donate the permit. Exactly. Yeah. Now, and this is what it was great. It's $1,000 to get the permit. She can't afford that.
$1,000?
Yeah. So instead, she's going to be fined $600 per day or she has to stop.
Nuts.
Yeah. Let them fine you $600 per day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right.
Take it to the court of public opinion. You will win.
Yeah. This country is so What a mess this country
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she's kind of cool. She says she's not stopping because the kids are hungry. And
good. Good for her.
I want to call somebody, Richie, on Monday. Make a note of that, Jennifer, will you? Let's Heather, have Bob, or somebody find somebody from this. Or we just call them cold, Richie.
We ask people to be real-life heroes, and here's a lady who's doing her part, and it's like, you get slapped in the face.
This country is such a mess. What a mess.
It's just there's a stranglehold of laws that keep people from being nice and doing the right
government.
Thing.
Yeah. There's too much government. We need a revolution. Get rid of all this thinking, no matter what side of the post you're on, whether you got a D next to your name or an R next to your name, or you figure you're an L or you're a C,
but it's just
whatever
another,
it is.
It's just another circumstance where government needs to prove that they are necessary.
Get out. They aren't necessary. Get out.
But they, to themselves, they're necessary.
Yeah, well, then let them go find each other then.
Okay, so my story kind of has a similar thing. You know, when I first heard this story about President Barack Obama handing out a beer that was brewed at the White House to somebody on
beer
the campaign
brewed
trip.
Brewed at the White House?
Yeah, they brew beer there.
So
really?
I was like, this is cool.
Oh.
That, you know, he was out on the campaign trail and he gave, just
his White House beer on it?
And so he gave this guy a beer. So the press corps gets interested and they're like, where'd that beer come from? So lo and behold, the president has a
bathtub.
It's a little microbrewer in there, and they brew a honey ale. And
who's they? At our expense, taxpayer expense?
Somebody at the White House. That's exactly what I started thinking. I went from, this is really cool, to why do they have their own microbrew set up with all this? I mean, you know they're not just doing a six-pack at a time.
Right. But why can't he have a hobby?
He's paying for it, and not us.
Well, he's not selling it or anything, right?
No, he's not selling it.
I'd rather him sell it because then we can make some money back.
Yeah.
There we go. Obama brew. Let's sell Obama brew.
The honey comes from Mrs. Obama's garden.
Yeah, cool.
Which I think is very cool. I love it. My only thing is, who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Because you don't need it.
The same people who went on spring break with Malia in Mexico, two jets from the United States, and 12 friends and 25 Secret Service agents. Who do you think paid for that?
You did. I did.
Yeah,
we
right.
did.
Exactly. So why isn't that being discussed? That ought to be something that people are discussing, right?
Unless now, you just don't, but just what don't, I would
you're
say...
You're blind to anything on one side or the other. Go ahead.
...is I'm pretty sure we're also paying for Ms. Obama's garden.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Because that's been very educational, that garden that
we should be paying for that, as we ought to pay for anything that's done in the public interest, no matter what it is.
Yeah, and I would say that's in the public interest.
I love
the beer idea. Yeah. I just don't want to pay for it.
Right, and I don't want to pay for the kids going to Mexico for their vacation either. You?
No.
Who wants to pay for that?
No.
I'm
going
to go.
Thank you. I want them to pay for my vacation.
Yeah,
to
Mexico. Exactly. You paid, Richie. 20.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, the Beyond Good Day Hours, which bring us some of the most brilliant minds in many different fields of expertise, and that would include Chef Louis DeAngelis, who shows up here on the program.
I thought you were talking about us for a change.
What, you? You
no
brilliant?
Way.
I'm an expert at something.
Let's get cooking. We have Chef Louis here to help us with lots of the things that are affecting you, including the price of food and what we will pay. There are a number of things. We're going to talk about tacos and that sort of thing, ideas for children's lunches as school begins to get ramped up. But the overall effect of this drought, not only here in America, but there's a global drought, and that affects the cost of food around the globe, obviously. And so what do you see in terms of restaurants and the people that you work for, that you consult with, Louis, how do the prices change? We talk about how it affects us. All right, so the food prices are going up 4, 5, 6% a month, and we think that applies to what we buy, bring home, and cook. Not necessarily so. If we're paying more for the food, then the restaurants are paying more as well. So how do they deal with that? What would we expect to see in terms of menu prices at our favorite restaurants?
Well, Doug, already you're seeing smaller portions in a lot of the major
things. Prices stay the same, but yes, you don't get as much to eat.
Well, it's the same in the grocery store. What used to be a one-pound box of cookies or pasta, you know, becomes a 12-ounce box, but it's still 99 cents. You know, the box looks right.
Cereal
that's
is
what
right
I've been paying, but
yeah,
you're getting less for your dollar.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost them to retool the manufacturing process to make a smaller box, different packaging, Louis?
Not much. I mean, these boxes, you could, if you go, you know, I've looked into packaging for a lot of my products, and to be honest with you, you know, I hate to say it, but if you go online, most of the boxes come from China.
Yeah, of course.
And they already have stocks of every imaginable size, and they have stockpiles of it, so it's not a big deal.
Can I go conspiracy theory on you guys?
Sure, let's go.
Okay. I know Doug's always in for this.
Let's have it.
You know, I've been listening to a couple of news reports about the drought and how it's affecting the crops this year. And what they aren't talking about is how is in the Southeast, they're having a booming great year with regard to the crops.
Where Louis is.
Where Louis is and into the Carolinas and even Pennsylvania up here in Maryland, you know, and all around. So Tennessee, Kentucky, everything. It's in the Midwest where the drought is, you know, Texas and up and to the left of that. So how come they don't talk about the boom what a great year they're having with the crops in the South because they want to manipulate the prices.
Well, they ride the coattails of higher prices. You know, right. when you go to the mercantile or a farmer's market and they're bidding on prices and they're setting prices, they're not going to say, oh, you're from Florida, you had a great tomato crop this year, so you get less than
well,
the guys
it's
in
the
California.
Same principle as any other commodity, most notably the cost of gasoline. When they fiddle, it's a commodity.
Right.
All of these commodities are played
with. Take the extreme and ride it.
Of course. And that's exactly what happens in all
of
these.
So once again, we're the tools. We're getting played.
Right.
We're buying into
it's called abusive capitalism versus regular capitalism.
And they use that idiot box that we watch every night for all of our information.
They hammer and hammer and hammer
and
because the people that pay for that, the advertisers, want to get their stories on, and so they are bullied by the advertisers to cover only.
There
I mean, look at the perfect example is the story about the submarine, and it has nothing to do with food or commodities or anything, but the submarine story was buried. There was another story, the shooting of the Washington. Whatever that group was,
Family Research Council.
Yeah, they shoot them up there. Nobody, that's not being covered.
You guys thought we were going to talk about cupcakes.
I was going to say, aren't you glad we're talking about burritos, Louis?
All right, let's get back to Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's here with us. I have a question this was a general interest question, but I figured this would be right up Louis's alley. ConAgra, one of the big conglomerates, and they aren't my friends any more than they own Marie Callender's and Chef Boyardee and Healthy Choice and Banquet and Orville Redenbacher and Act Two, and it goes on and on and on. They're responsible for Egg Beaters, amongst other things. Okay, so the cost of a Healthy Choice meal, all right, this is something that everybody ought to know.
If $2.
You go to this store, hold on a second. Jennifer loves to answer the question
I like to guess.
I know you do. All right. The average price at the supermarket for a Healthy Choice mini meal is $4.19. So here's how the $4.19 you pay for this frozen dinner from Healthy Choice. This is how it breaks down. All right. You ready?
All set.
Packaging. Richie was just asking about that. Packaging costs are 3%. The wages for the workers, 7%. Shipping the product, 7%. ConAgra's profit, 13%. The actual cost of the food, isn't it, that goes into a Healthy Choice meal that you pay $4.19, the actual cost of the food is 16% of that. So what's 16% is about 75 cents. Right? 70, 75 cents of the $4.19.
I think that's inflated on top of it all.
It may be. All right? Their promotional expenses are 20%, and the markup for the supermarket is about 33 or 34%. That's what you pay $4.19 for. So the reason that I wanted to break it down that way is because I wanted you to go back to the number of what you pay for food. 16% of what goes into this is the food cost. So imagine what you could do if you went out, and I'm not suggesting you spend 70 cents for food. What I'm suggesting is that you spent that $4. Can you imagine what you could buy? And by the time you're finished fixing, even whatever the number is, we always can buy good food and make a good meal cheaper than you can buy something at a fast food restaurant or one of these fast food meals. And that's the point that we hammer home a lot here, I think, Louis. And this is
absolutely
a good example of it. I mean, don't you think?
As you speak about that, you know, look at what you're spending in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, for a meal, for a $15 meal, and it's usually multiplied times four plus all their expenses that they arrive at that $15. You know, so you're talking about a $3 plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. And you know, as I said before, the look at the portions. If you go to Olive Garden, and I hate to pound on them,
sure you do. Love it. Come on.
I love Italian food. You know, look at the way they change their dishes, the shape of the dishes. Mm-hmm. They're a big saucer-like plate that's very shallow.
Flat, exactly.
Yeah, you put a quarter pound of pasta in there, it looks amazingly big until you dive into it and start eating it.
Right.
You're talking 20 cents worth of pasta for $9.95.
And pasta and pizza, Roberta will tell you, most profitable things in Soul Louis. There's nothing more profitable at a restaurant than basic Italian.
I never forget the story that I
pasta
heard.
Pasta especially.
Nothing.
Basically, the company that owned Olive Garden and Red Lobster needed Olive Garden to pay for the losses they took at Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Darden Foods.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
The only thing more profitable is beverages.
Chef Louis is here. By the way, remind me before we're done to congratulate the post office on the wonderful work they did sending the Louis last week. Remember I suggested Louis that I loved pie, so he sent me a fruit pie and one of his beautiful loaves of bread. Wait till I tell you what wonderful shape it was in.
I have a feeling I know which way the show is going to go.
Let me ask you, when we come back, I want you to tell us who enjoyed them most. You or the cows? Because I'm thinking some of this ended up out in the pasture.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who have served to protect our freedom, to protect our country. So it's important that each one of you do what you can to support the veterans once they come home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation gets a lot of services and programs to help out veterans, not just the ones that get Purple Hearts, but anybody who's been a veteran, programs like processing their claims, compensation, education, job training, and whatever else there is. They are there to help you assist the homeless veterans. If you got a car and you don't need it any longer, a boat, something, maybe one of those old RVs, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, and that'll help provide funding for these exceptional people helping other exceptional people. All donations are 100% tax deductible. You want to get information on how you can donate your car? Call this number, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Come on, help out.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
School is almost back in session, but before chasing after the school bus, packing lunches every day, and helping with homework assignments every night, make sure your children look sharp on the first day of class. Worried that the summer wardrobe doesn't have enough life for the school year? There's good news for you and your wallet. There's no need to purchase all new school clothes for your children this season. Freshen up what's already in the closet by adding one cup of Arm & Hammer baking soda to your next load of laundry. It will give your liquid detergent the boost to work harder for you and your family. Baking soda is one of the most versatile and affordable household products. And when added to the wash, it can help get clothes cleaner, fresher, brighter. For more information and to learn about the countless uses for baking soda as you prepare for the school year, check out Arm & Hammer on the web at armandhammer.com or visit Arm & Hammer's Facebook page, facebook.com/Arm & Hammer. That's armandhammer.com and facebook.com/Arm & Hammer.
It's 45 past the hour, Dudley.
It is. That's true, Richard. 15. We can translate that to being 15 before.
I'm not that smart.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. And our mission, at least in part, is to bring you into the wonderful, weird world of tacos for a new twist. This is something that would be good for lunches that are going to school with children. Can these things be fixed and sent off, or do these have to be served fresh, Louis?
No, this is for lunchboxes. You know, Richie posed this to us last week, you know, some new ideas for kids going back to school.
You know, they did a self-serving for him because he's
absolutely it is.
Well, it's school time, And one of the things about tacos, you know, is when you show a kid a taco, their eyes light up. They just, most kids nowadays
yes.
love tacos.
My kids love tacos.
They're crunchy, they're fun. So, but the problem is, you know, a cold taco with that meat in it, I'm just not happy about
yeah.
the safety of it, and that it just doesn't taste right when it's day old and chilled and just all full of grease. So go ahead and get either taco shells in a box or make your own tacos. It's so simple. You buy a bag of corn tortillas, make a little A-frame tent out of aluminum foil, put it in the oven at 350, drape the corn tortilla over the top of this little tent for 10, 12 minutes, and out comes a crunchy taco. And you can buy a bag of 20 of these for like $2 in any
What are they store. Worth, though? I mean, at 20, how can you get anything that's got any value for that kind of money?
It's just corn, masa, and flour, you know, cornmeal
right.
and flour. But the thing is, think of what kind of vegetables your kids like, okay? I know with my grandchildren, I tried it over and over. They love broccoli, they love mushrooms, they love asparagus. So what I did was I took the three veggies, chopped them up into a nice fine chop, about quarter to half inch pieces, and that's what I use for my base of the taco. Then a little bit of shredded cabbage, because it's much crunchier and it lasts longer than lettuce. A little bit of shredded cheese. You wrap it up. You give them two of those for lunch, and they go wild. They stay real good in a little lunch pail with one of those small ice packs in it. They stay well. They're safe, and they're getting a good supply of veggies, and they're getting the crunch that they like.
You know,
but they're cold, right? Don't
yeah.
they like them warm?
Right. Isn't that
yeah,
cold,
they're cold,
but they're warm temperature. Yeah.
And true. They love it. And if they have to have meat in their taco, as much as I don't like, you know, luncheon meats,
yeah,
but you just
process,
throw a couple
crap.
Of slices of salami or pepperoni in it because they're dried meats anyway, and then they'll last long.
Yeah, but they have those are all preserved. That's
huh.
lousy.
That's a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but it works in one or two slices. It's really not going to throw them off.
All right, what's for dessert?
Absolutely the most fabulous fruit burrito. And every kid that has ever tried these, well, my grandkids' friends, they go wild for this. But it's not a flour wrap that you would think. You take bananas, strawberries, blueberries, any fruit that you want, put it in a blender. And if you have to add a little bit of orange juice, you can, because you're going to blend this into a puree. It's going to be like the consistency of applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to take a cookie sheet, put a piece of parchment paper in it or cellophane wrap, spray it with cooking oil, and you're going to pour that puree into a 13 by 15 inch cooking sheet. So you got about an eighth of an inch thick of this puree. 2 cups does a whole cookie sheet. Put in the oven at 150. Now, some ovens only go down as far as 200. So if that's the case, you know, shove a little utensil in the door so it stays open. And it'll bring it down to about 150 in temperature. And let it sit there for 8 to 10 hours. And when it's done, it's a flexible piece of fruit leather. It's just like...
Fruit leather?
Yeah, it comes out
like a fruit roll-up.
Yeah, like a fruit roll-up.
You made it yourself.
Fruit leather? What
that's
a horrible,
cool.
unappealing...
No.
Fruit leather?
Kids love fruit roll-ups.
But
yeah.
they don't call
oh, yeah.
it fruit leather.
No.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
No,
they
don't.
Yeah, they used to when I was little.
And you cut them into slices, like 5-inch slices, put a little cream cheese, put some fresh fruit in it, roll it up, fold it in the sides, and you've got a burrito that they will beg you to keep making more and more of, and it's healthy. It's all healthy.
Wow.
Oof. And it lasts good in the little
right.
tail.
So if we change the name, I'd be okay. These things are okay to be. These are not affected by the weather. By the weather, by the temperature you put. Because you're not going to put your lunch in a refrigerator once you get to school.
Now most lunch pails nowadays come with a little ice pack.
Really.
Yeah, and they're not really that.
They're insulated.
I'm going to put meat in there, and I really don't want to chance it with like a meat salad that has mayo in it.
Yeah, no,
but this chills it enough. These recipes here, and they're on the website now, will last real well with just light chilling.
All right, go to DougStephan.com, and just below where you see the DougStephanTeam.com logo, you'll see Chef Louie working in his kitchen, and click on that, you'll find all these recipes. Very cool stuff. Chef Louie DeAngelis with us here on Good Day. At 51 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
A battle from the air and on the ground against wildfires and mosquitoes. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. There seems to be no relief coming anytime soon for firefighters trying to knock down more than 70 wildfires burning across 13 western states. Meteorologist Gary Best says no rain is expected until maybe sometime next week.
Much of the central northern Rockies and Pacific Northwest will be under a hot and mostly dry weather pattern for several days to come with little chance of any rain.
Voluntary evacuations being called for in Idaho's Boise National Forest, where a wildfire is getting closer to a resort town. The Idaho fire has burned about 70,000 acres over the past 6 days. As many as 1,000 firefighters are working to keep flames away from Featherville. A huge wildfire in Washington State has destroyed Larry Putnam's home, where he has lived for the last 15 years.
It's just hard to comprehend when you lose, you know, your home and where you've lived. That's our dream place. I'm going to be buried up there.
In California, thousands of firefighters are working to contain a dozen wildfires. Elsewhere, Texas has gone airborne in its fight against the West Nile virus. An airborne mosquito spraying campaign started last night over Dallas for the first time in decades. Half of all the West Nile deaths in the U.S. this year have been in Texas, including 10 deaths in Dallas County. The aerial spraying campaign has stirred controversy in the region, with some people expressing concern about potential health risks associated with the mist as it drifts to the ground. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would
you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, some gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 85 points, closing at 13,250. S&P with a 10-point gain. NASDAQ up 31. Oil prices also shot up, another $1.27 a barrel, finishing at $95.60. Speaking of oil, the White House is reportedly taking another look at plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The SPR, as it's known, was established as an emergency supply of oil to prevent big swings in oil prices due to supply disruptions. According to a source, the White House wants to make sure high oil prices don't harm the success of sanctions against Iran. Of course, the high oil price is also having a big impact on prices at the pump. Well, there's word the pill for men may be available by the end of this decade. Researchers from Harvard and Baylor University say they have created a molecule that could lead to a reversible male birth control pill. They say they found it during development for a drug to treat cancer. And finally, remember this moment from a few months back, the 2012 Scripps National Spelling Bee. The word is getapaw.
Getapaw. G-U-E-T-A-P-E-N-S. Getapaw.
There you go. The winning word spelled by 14-year-old Snigdha Nandapati of San Diego, who captured the spelling bee title. What does it take to be a great speller? Well, you have to know origins of words. It helps to know a little Latin. You have to know prefixes and suffixes. Basically, you have to know words well enough to spell them without hearing the dreaded ding. Yes, the ding. And you know, spelling isn't just for youngsters. The American Association for Retired Persons has their own National Spelling Bee, which they started in 1996 as a way to motivate members to keep their minds sharp. And last weekend, they held their National Spelling Bee. About 50 contestants. It went 47 rounds. And the winner, a retired lawyer from Arlington, Virginia, named Michael Petrina Jr., a three-peat winner. He won it previously in 2008 and 2009. Final word, he spelled Rhizoctonia, an imperfect fungi that causes crop disease. Rhizoctonia, R-H-I-Z-O-C-T-O-N-I-A. No ding. That must be right. Then again, I was reading it. Truthfully, there are those of us who can spell and those of us who can't. I even have trouble with A-A-R-T. A-A-R-P. I should have known that. I'm David Weiss. W-E... forget it. That's the news. That matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.